One point that we had suggested, be on time in class always, never be late. And also one thing that we have to add to that, many students, perhaps moreover the HIF students, we find them loitering a lot. They go during classes, they come out of the class, they find them in various places. And they got some excuse, they just, they're thinking. When you ask them, what you're doing? Now they start thinking what they're doing, why they're here. So don't let that happen. Give due input. We have come here for learning and acquiring knowledge, so pay attention to that. For the class, prepare the alim students and the HIF students, your sabaks, your mutala'a, make it properly, know what you're going to be learning. And after the sabak, make sure you make takrar of that sabak. If you do these three things, inshallah, you will get easily very beneficial knowledge, which will stay with you forever. And also if you can, then start preparing now already, like on Jum'ah, Yawmul Ahad, Sundays, start revising from the beginning also. Don't leave all the revising and learning for exam time. The second point we mentioned was about salat, namaz. That is the most important thing in the hadith, and comparison is been given that namaz is like the head in the body. The head is the most important. So namaz in our deen is the most important. So we must pay due attention to our namaz, and everyone with his own fikr, not for roll call or for anything, but our own concern that I have to bring namaz in my life. And most of us are baligh, namaz is farad on us, so we mustn't be told, we must make it our own, be conscious and worried about our namaz ourselves. And in namaz also, there are few things that we should consider. One is to be on time for namaz, to make our namaz, to make it with jama'at, and try and be in the takbir-e ula. And moreover also, try and read it in the first saf. Try and do that. And then that's correct the outside of our namaz. Make sure all our postures are in order. Don't just make our namaz recklessly anyhow. That namaz is made like fastening the hands. That you just leave them loose like this in a careless way. That should not be the case. We should give due importance to namaz and try and improve our namaz all the time. If a person will try and improve his namaz, he will get lot of benefit. And if we just carry on the namaz which we are used to, we will read lot of hadith in the hadith kitabs, but it won't bring a change in our namaz. Hadith with regard to namaz. But if we keep in mind that I have to improve my namaz, then lot of talks take place in the kitabs, all the masail, the mustahabbat, you will give importance to it. So try and improve our namaz. And then the inside of namaz, our concentration, again try and improve it. And if namaz is correct, in the salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar, that namaz will save us from many gunas. Many of us, we know ourselves, some of us, we also ask for advice that this guna I've got, that guna I've got. The thing is, we should correct our namaz. On one occasion, in the markaz in Nizamuddin, in the time of Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, one person was giving people water to drink while eating. The glass fell from his hand. So Maulana looked up at him and told him, looks like your namaz is still not correct. If your namaz should be correct, your dunya's things also get corrected. And your deen's things also get corrected. And when your deen is corrected, your akhirat is also corrected. So namaz is very, very important. And then also many of us, we are still young, it's not too late. It's in fact, it's a thing that since the time I became baligh, how many of my namazes have become qaza? There is a good chance for you to cover up on those namazes. Afterwards, if we are still careless about namaz, we making, not making, then the namazes will accumulate. And then it will become difficult to make the qaza namazes. So become conscious of your qaza namazes. And also, especially for students who are becoming hafiz, those who are hafiz and read Quran Sharif quite a bit, our sajda at tilawat. Find out the masala properly. Are we making our sajda at tilawat? The fidya for sajda at tilawat, verify it with Darul Iftah. But to the best what I can remember, is the same as one namaz. If you must say namaz, the fidya which is for a namaz, that is the fidya for a sajdah tilawat also. But find out, make sure. But in any case, sajdah tilawat is also wajib. We have to do that also. So all our qadha namazes also try and make up with our qadha namazes. Make sure we're making our namazes. Start off with making all our five times namaz properly, with jamaat. Try and improve it, the outside, the inside. See to our qadha, umri also. And this is all very important. Namaz is the most important thing in our deen. And try and establish that. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah.